Good day, Jesse McDougal here, Ocean A. Holmes. Get ready for today's teaching. The theme of today's teaching is going to be the power of giving. Giving and what it gives to you. We're going to start open up with some comments on the topic of Jezebel, spirit that plagues the earth. And then we'll go into the main teaching about the power of giving. Then I'm going to cover a bit of a section on having a disciplined spirit. So for those that are listening to me, the words coming out of my mouth, all these words are for your highest benefit. You need to understand, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, that makes sense. You need to understand to let go of your own faith and understanding. You also need to understand that understanding God is beyond our ability. None of us will completely ever understand God. It's beyond human capability. Okay? So here goes. We're going to talk a bit about the... I covered Jezebel previously in a couple episodes. I also have a two-hour service. I did my first sermon on Jezebel. And so here. It takes order in the house of God to release your blessings and code of ethics. Just a word of admonishment. Okay? So... there's a code of ethics with God. If you want your blessing, you want your destiny, that comes consistently by showing up to church, period. So if you don't, if the most you do is listen to this podcast and apply what I'm saying every week, you're going to gallop with Holy Spirit. But I can't guarantee your destiny is going to be unlocked. There's only one way. Without the church, you'll reach a plateau in your journey. If you're ambitious and you keep moving and shaking like a maverick, you can only go so far on your own until you will need the presence of Holy Spirit. You will need a church. So it takes order in the house of God to release your blessings. There's a code of ethics, like I said. So Jezebel is an obsessed spirit. You can recognize a Jezebel because of their vanity and greedy spirit. And a harlot will spend, she's a harlot who will spend all her substance of the man. It's just a take, and then abandon you, and that's it. Incredible power to lie and manipulate. Okay, so Jezebel, she just lies and manipulates. Masters of deception, and they will go to any length to lie and manipulate you. Jezebel will make you feel like you are a victim. So just understand, this is psychological warfare, okay? A Jezebel spirit is an inferior spirit, okay? They think they're smart and all this because they think they're like good at making moves, and they don't realize lies and deception. God reveals who this true person is. So you can lie, cheat, and steal, think you're manipulating, getting one another's, when the truth is, the majority, 80% of people can sit back and just observe your behavior. And once your behavior is recognized, you're now boxed in for security, for public safety. And the will of the people target you. They corner you. Cornerstones. Someone who lies isn't someone who you want in your life. A godly person fears lying. They lie to get what they want. Satan is the master of lies. And so if you've been lied to and you've been betrayed, it's a lesson on its own. And you will get exalted the more you do good, and those people will be left to their own devices. But my concern as the leader of the millennials is public safety. These people need to be handled and dealt with for public safety. Otherwise, they just continue to roll through like a whirlwind and cause trample damage and destruction to people's lives, especially peaceful people. God wants you to get married, but choose wisely. Does this person love God? Is this person interested in church? A very selfish, driven person is Jezebel. Red flags of chaos. Jezebel, a marriage is supposed to be 50-50, but with Jezebel, it's 100% to her. And now, Jezebel's spirit can be in a man as well. I know quite a few men that are infected with the Jezebel spirit. This person you marry is supposed to have your back. Stay away from selfish people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jezebel is the opposite. It's all about her. Here's some of her flags. She's obsessed with beauty. There's beauty on the outside, but internally there's nothing. Greedy, selfish, and cunning liars. Growing in prayer is growing in Jesus. It's power and miraculous. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to... So the Jezebel message was for you to protect yourself. Okay? For you to protect yourself. So you got to know the difference between men who are... You're going to have fun with. They're not someone to worth invest long-term into. Okay? Now, we'll move on to the main service here. Giving to God. And this is powerful. When you give to God, it creates dramatic results in your life. You're designed to come to church and give to God. When you give, great things come to your life. Great blessings come for you when you give to God. Give and it shall be given. When you give to God, service by service, Holy Spirit begins to give to you at a higher scale. When you give, it's a sign of honor. God wants your honor. God expects a gift of honor every service. It's not about the money. It's about the act of honor. The people who give to God radically bless themselves. You get so much more when you give a simple gift to God. Give and it shall be given back unto thee. God won't give you great breakthrough of finances without giving to him. Enable yourself to be a giver unto God. The giver shall be made fat. The giver shall be blessed. Train yourself when you come to church to bring an offering and watch what happens to you because you are showing honor to God. On the Sabbath day inside his house in his offering bowl, it's a supernatural thing giving unto God. The amount does not have to be vast or large. It has to be honorable to him. It's not about the money. It's about the act. Satan tries to put stupid thoughts in your mind from giving to God because he knows how powerful it is to give onto God. Whatever you give to God, it will come back onto your life by 10 times multiplier. We can give so God can give to us. We give so Holy Spirit can touch our lives in many ways. We give our lives can be touched. God is real. This God is real. Holy Spirit is real. God loveth a cheerful giver. When you give to God, there must be joy in his heart. There is a demand of giving with a... There is a demand of giving with your heart. If you don't give it properly, he won't receive it. You have to correct your heart before you give. And what I mean here is, like, if you're giving grudgingly to God, I gotta give him this $20. You know, he's not going to receive it. God doesn't need your money, man. Right? He's the maker of the universe. It's an act of honor to bring honor to God. It's a privilege, not a constraint, to give to God, and God will analyze the parameters of your thoughts. Give in a cheerful manner unto God. You're giving to the maker of the universe who will repay you. God blesses you when you give to him with a good heart. God desires fruit to be in your account. Your spiritual life will grow when you give to God. You will draw grace from God when you give to God. Giving to God impacts your spiritual life as fibers attract grace and virtues. Your spiritual life grows when you give to God. The meaning of your life is to grow spiritually. Now, what is the difference between an offering and a tithe? This is kind of confusing, so I wanted to clear it up here for the multitude. An offering is a service-by-service donation. A tithe is 10% of your income and is holy unto the Lord. Start with offering and work into a tithe. When you give offering and the tithe, God will take action in your life. He will always reward you greater than the amounts you give to him, both in your spiritual and natural life. Heaven will open up and radical blessings will be released to you. You are giving for us and for God will change our circumstances. We give and heaven opens and God will touch you. We give and get incredible virtues. Give and it shall be given. God does not need anything from you. Church doesn't need your dollars. God started this church. My job is to make Holy Spirit come on to you as much as possible. A Christian cannot be stingy. Nature of the Babylonian system is hoarding and stingy. We are different. We are peculiar individuals. We are givers. Stingy people can be fulfilled if you draw fulfillment from heaven. Christianity is very powerful. Take it seriously, giving unto God. Sowing is giving, reaping. First you sow, then you reap. Spiritual commerce is activated by giving. Your heart must be correct when you give. Give cheerfully or happily. Draw out wells of giving. We must be joyful. You can't hide your heart before you give to God. God doesn't accept every gift. If God rejects your gift, it's a waste. Don't complain when giving unto God. Give willingly. You must give to God. It's more than giving. It's giving with the right heart. Giving with obedience. Give the with the lifestyle of holy living. It impacts the weight of your giving. Give to try to become holy. God value the way your life is with Him, your level of application to the scriptures and obedience to the word. The more holy we become, the more weight of the offering holds by the way you live. Growing in spirituality day by day, week by week, month by month. You can't become holy overnight. The more holy your life is, the more He receives your offering, and thus more blessings are released to you. Give with striving of obedience. Grow in your striving of holiness. People must look at you as a disciplined person. Give with high righteousness. Only an obedient man can make you obedient. I can make you a powerful person if you do what I tell you. I have what it takes to make you a powerful person. Give with an urgent desire to grow in Christianity. Give faithfully. Give continually. Every Sabbath you bring your offering. Continual power. Presence of God is presence. Just sitting here you can change. You need to fear the Lord and not Satan. Giving is about honor, not the amount of money. Must have the ability to continue in Christianity. Giving gifts to powerful humans with influence will grant you favor. This will open doors for you. Giving them a gift opens the heart of the person. Give willingly, cheerfully, and continually. So that completes the end of giving. I'll just make some notes. So giving, you're supposed to give without wanting anything in return. I learned through the Spirit of John, the book of John, is to protect your heart. And so the impact of giving to Christians and giving to God is huge. It'll open up vibrational escrows from heaven. Okay, so right now I haven't been doing a weekly offering to my churches just because money's been tight, but I have to continue to do it. Even just do $5. That's what I'm going to start doing, just $5. Because what it does, it keeps the vibrational escrow, the well of heaven, coming into my energetic grid. Now, if I'm not donating, no offering, then the well dies. There's a ladder that I'm building there by donating every week. It's not about the money, it's about the act. And so that ladder is not growing each week when it could be. And that's where I get fear of the Lord, like, because I want my blessings, I want my destiny. And there's certain ways to activate these things. And one of them is to bring a $5 or a $20 offering each service you go to. Build your ladder, bro. It's just how it works. Yes, we are playing a game. This is Christianity. Walking with Jesus is a game. It's so fulfilling and rewarding. Now I'm going to talk about the impact of a disciplined spirit. Okay? Supernatural discipline is non-negotiable because the Word of God has thousands of to-dos and do-nots. Therefore, you need a disciplined spirit to be able to walk in faith and stay in the gates. He who have no rule over his spirit is like a broken down city with no walls. You need discipline because there are so many laws in the Bible. Every scripture is a law. God wants to make you a military Christian. Satan wants to see you as undisciplined as possible. Satan wants to make you a lazy sloth. Coming to church properly takes discipline. You must become a militant Christian. When you taste what spiritual discipline can do to you, you will be addicted to discipline. You need a discipline to talk with the maker of the universe. Every time you come to the house, Holy Spirit enters you. The more proper you come to the house, the more increased discipline you will have. I keep my body and have control of my life. I rule my life. I dominate my life. Life does not dominate me. Holy Spirit injects you with more discipline. God is trying to make you the next Abraham or Moses and the owner of the world. God goes to the most disciplined and goes to them over and over again like Moses. Holy Spirit scans the globe for the most spiritually disciplined to put to power into them. It takes discipline to talk in power and anointing. If you want to hear God, you have to be disciplined. If you want to heal and lay hands, you need discipline. If you want to release jobs to people, you need discipline. I don't care about anything about my next level in growth, which comes through discipline. I don't care about anything. I care about my next level in growth, which comes through discipline. I am supernaturally disciplined. Can you carry the weight of discipline? The heart required to carry this level of discipline is a different kind of heart. I'm talking about spiritual discipline. It takes discipline to return from iniquity. Look at the Bible as unbreakable. There are consequences of breaking spiritual laws. Your mind must say the Bible laws are unbreakable. Love gospel doesn't do anything. Holy Ghost will inject you with severe discipline. You can't become a disciplined man without a disciplined man taming you. And so that is the end of today's teaching. The main theme was on the power of giving. I opened up with some code of ethics in order. I touched on Jezebel for your safety and protection. And I finished off with the impact of having a disciplined spirit. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please share it with some people. The views are going up. The consistency of the listens are quite amazing over the years. I want to thank everyone that's listening and apply as much of these teachings as possible as you can. The Google Classroom is open. We are boarding accounting clients. If you want to go to oceanahomes.org and schedule a paid accounting session with me, you can do that by going to the website, oceanahomes.org. I wish you the best. And here, let's close with a prayer. My Lord, my God, Holy Spirit, my Dad, thank you for this technology and this platform to spread your word. Thank you for the listeners out there. And my Lord, anyone listening, can you please have mercy on us? Show us your mercy this week as we continue to boldly pursue our destiny and get closer to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.